Immigrant advocates are upset over a new enforcement effort by the Justice Department that is part of an attempt to keep better track of foreign visitors and residents. The regulations would make sure that legal immigrants report to the government any change of address within 10 days of moving or face penalties, including deportation. Lawyers and advocates for immigrants say the proposal would penalize law-abiding immigrants and inundate the government with millions of forms it can't possibly process. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
A regulation requiring immigrants to expeditiously notify the government of any change of address might sound like a common-sense rule, one that should already be in place. The requirement has been in place for 50 years, but the Immigration and Naturalization Service long ago stopped enforcing it, in part because of the sheer numbers involved. What's raised concern among immigrant groups is not the reporting requirement, but the penalty. Any immigrant who doesn't notify the government within 10 days of a change of address can be deported. Cecilia Munoz, Vice President for Policy of the National Council of La Raza, says it affects some 9 million legal immigrants.
The impact is potentially devastating, and I must say it is very hard to see how targeting potentially 9 million people who are law-abiding, living and working in the United States, advances the fight against terrorism.
A Justice Department official says the proposed rule is not aimed at law-abiding visitors and permanent residents, but is targeted at suspected terrorists. It was prompted by a recent Immigration Appeals Court ruling that the INS could not legally deport a Salvadoran woman because the agency hadn't notified her of its decision. The reason she wasn't notified is that she never sent the INS a change of address form. This rule attempts to close that loophole and place the responsibility for reporting a change of address squarely with the immigrant. The proposed regulation was announced yesterday by the Justice Department, and even some officials at the INS are unsure how many immigrants it affects, or how the agency will deal with the hundreds of thousands or millions of forms the new rule will generate. Judy Golub of the American Immigration Lawyers Association charges that the new rule will lead to chaos and confusion.
What is troubling is the INS has no capacity to deal with the information. They can't match the notification they receive with the files. In the past, essentially, what has happened is that they've not been able to do anything with this information.
The INS is already struggling with a new system for tracking foreign students in the U.S., and last month, the agency announced new rules requiring visitors from certain countries to be fingerprinted and photographed when they arrive here. Jack Martin supports all these measures. He's with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Martin says post-September 11th, the government must try to keep track of foreigners on U.S. soil. He dismisses criticism that the INS lacks the funding, technology, or manpower to do so.
The fact of the matter is, if you've got Amazon.com that can keep track of tens of millions of different titles with a computerized database, there is something wrong with the U.S. government if it can't similarly keep track of information on a similar number of aliens in the United States.
Keeping tabs on legal immigrants is hard enough. The proposed rule also applies to the estimated 8 or 9 million illegal immigrants living in the U.S., though few are expected to submit change of address forms to the government. Greg Allen, NPR News.